Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world.
You're right. Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no Holex, straightforward, and you have more of a chance to win in our Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the White Rat Road, state of the art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
I feel like that's the way everyone looks. Ibiza's way. Like the Ibiza final boss.
Mate, what a fucking crack.
One of his devs was paying actual gang boss.
Serious,
I have a story on a day about it.
That was my first time going to 10 years at Team Iron. It was completely different from the first time.
There was a video of him on top of a lamppost. Climbed right up to the top of the lamppost. He's trying to stand up and the fucking... The lamppost is shaking like that. You fall off, had you break your legs, you're fucked.
We're like, how'd you get up? I was going, I don't know. I don't even know.
I need
trying to get there. Fuck's sake.
We actually ran a piece of, it was 2015, my mate done a backflip. Or jumped into the baby poo, broke his back.
Tried to do a backflip.
I think it was a front flip. No, one. It was just in the baby pool.
Broke
his back. But he got up out of the pool and walked up to his room with a broken back and lay in bed. And then he was like,
that was it.
I fucked here, huh? No insurance either. He had to use my army as Finbar's name. And then they were like, that's not him. He needed big surgery. Like, really, his whole back's cut from top to bottom. But that's just, see, Ibiza, that's just, when you're like not fucking, you make any wee stupid decisions. That's like he could have died. Like 100%. I looked out the next day and went, and I'm standing at the bottom of the lamppost. I didn't even know he was up there. Where did he go?
Oh, I was mad trying to get down. You're going, police are coming. I'm like,
cops were
really strict. I was in Thailand and there was this wee fucking, and he came over to us. It was early. We were on PP, and there's a place called the Ibiza Pool Party. But he was on his jack, you know what I mean? And he came over and he was laughing. And he said, look, lads, I've no money. I got robbed there on the last day, and I said, sit down. You know what I mean? There's beer, pizzas, and all. I looked after him all day. His mates came, and when his mates came, he turned into a wanker. You know what I mean? Just a real prick.
Right.
And every time you walk past this, there's like a bar in it you can feed him in the ring. And every time come on, you wee cunt, come on. I've seen the season. Just fuck it. He's on my Instagram.
Did you get him?
I got a man. He hit me a leg kick, and I tackled and broke his leg. Yeah. I walked away like a tank. But then, all right.
So, what's a tack? Like, he kicked
you. He swings a kick, you lift the tack.
And just his leg broke?
His leg just went.
They do
man.
More damage than
what happens today, Matic, on site in there now?
So, that day, he told me he got robbed, got his passport stolen, he had no insurance.
And then, after that, he got his leg broke.
He got his leg broke, need no insurance.
What a shake.
What a day.
That's what he gets for being a prick. Do you know what I mean?
If you had been sound, just I'd love to go to Thailand,
lads.
I think that might be the next stop.
I've been four times. I'm going again in the 10th of October.
Jesus.
It's fucking
pop. How long would you recommend going away? About a month or something for?
3 weeks to a month.
Oh, you'd need it, like, wouldn't you?
It's fucking class.
Two weeks wouldn't be enough.
I'm going for Thailand. I'm bringing a chair this year.
There's too many fucking
anti-boys
out there.
Oh,
yeah.
You can see them.
Can you?
You can tell them. They're better looking than the women.
That's how you know.
They are. And they're about 6 foot.
Well, I,
they are.
Never
they're
really
picking me up like a tennis ball, passing me about each other. That's what I got.
You loving it?
Hi. Don't touch me here. Touch me here.
Touch me, daddy.
There was series of video going about years ago. Some fella and he's just banging the old lady boy and he has a video on.
Can
he's going,
Dave. Go ahead. Oh. It's like going to Turkey and
show me your dick. Get your dick.
Oh, oh. Fucking smizer.
What a bastard.
But he's powerful. Everywhere you look, it's like a bounty advertisement. Yeah. That's what I always say.
Why? What's mean, the bounty advertisement?
You remember bounty advertisements? Just parties.
It's just a beach in the beach, water.
Palm trees.
I thought it was like a run-down place. Like,
if you go Phuket, there's a place called Bangalore Road, and it's fucking mental. It's mental. No. You're walking down the street, there's big nightclubs and bars, but if you look above them, there's birds just swinging about when I'm on. All the birds are lined up down the street with fucking menus, but they have badges on them, let's say, with numbers, you know what I mean?
Oh.
And you go in and pay their night's wages. Stay. You can go and buy them just to talk after you.
A fella
just going on your clothes and all, carry your suitcase about.
If you go over and you're a tourist or whatever, you're over with a few quid or something, or just go and bang you just to stay in your house that night because they're sharing a room with about fucking four other people. So if you're staying in a hotel, they're just happy enough to go and fucking stay with you at night and bang because they're getting air conditioning in a room. Swear to God.
That's one side of it, you know what I mean? That's what everybody thinks that you're going there for, but you're not. I'm telling you, you're not.
There's a whole lot more. I'd love to just fly about in a wee motel. It's full of fucking drinks.
See the driving the motorbike.
How long is it on a fleet?
It's crack. Unbelievable. Yeah. I don't drive them. You don't get them in Phuket. They're scam of Bali, should you, in Phuket.
Why?
You go to Krabi. You want to see Krabi.
What is it, a fleet? Like,
you're going 6.5 to 7 to like Abu Dhabi or Doha, and then you're jumping on another one for another 6.5, 7. But you're sitting there fucking kitted out. You know what I mean? Free gargle the whole way.
Yeah.
Grub,
TV, films,
TV. Well,
I've done them long flights over to Australia and back 3 times. Like,
as long
it's
long
fucking,
as free gargle. Like,
it's hard going. Like.
Right. There was a wee gay one on the flight. And I said, his name was Calvin. And I went, look, mate, your name's on my trunks.
Yeah.
When I seen the gargle he gave us, you see the way they're meant to cut out. Me and the uncle and my mate were hammered the whole time. He was good crack to him. But see, if
you
going,
need to swell name long
go crabby like, and get on a motorbike. You're going through jungles, you're going through beaches.
Did you go to Bangkok?
No.
Nah.
Straight over the top.
That's the spot that looks rough when you see it, the hangover too and all, and they're all bitten about it. Like,
I wouldn't go near it. I wouldn't set food in it because it's one road.
I don't know, it doesn't appeal to me.
People say about Bali as well, but I think Thailand would be the main one for me to go to first, and then I would probably try Bali.
All the YouTubers who run about travel vlogging, they all say Thailand is the best.
Yeah,
they all give it a go.
Nice tag and all, does
nice tags are landed.
Would you use that some music going
to? See, to be honest with you, I started TikTok.
We were in Amsterdam last year in a coffee shop, and your mom, nice tag, just walked in. Okay. Tyson's coffee shop. He was doing 1 a.m. fucking travel vlogs. As soon as one person walked up and asked him for a picture, but he just walked out of the shop.
Did he?
Oh, we were all stunned out, going, no, for about 10 minutes. Was that actually him or is that not him? And then we clicked on, it was him.
He's really big now, but he started from YouTube and TikTok.
1 million subscribers he hit there about 2 weeks ago.
He came over there for a wee, didn't he?
He doesn't do his content in the UK. He's somewhere new every week now.
That's his travel vlogger.
You pay the money. Like,
yeah.
You used to be on TikTok live now, don't you? Would you not do like?
The reason I started doing TikTok was to try and build up a following on TikTok, then moving on to YouTube. Because of my tag and risky raids and all, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might even go to YouTube now. It's fucking powerful.
TikTok's
fucking money. It's good crack.
You just don't give a fuck. Like,
See,
so what happens when someone, like, I'm sure you do get trolled, do you?
Someone
made a fucking fake account to me the other day, crack thing. Because I used to smoke a crack.
Oh, I see. You always get something to say. Like, and it'll be a fake account.
No, I always put it down to someone that it's close to me, because there's only so many people that I don't get on with, so I think it's either my cousin or else my kid's man.
It's always a fake account, no face, some random name with one fucking follower or something.
Yeah.
And then you're going, right, if it was somebody who really had a problem with me, they would just fucking write underneath it, but if it's somebody has a problem with me and they don't want to hear it, then it's obviously someone close to you or they know you, like,
that. Balls it.
See, and if, even on TikTok.
If it's a real picture, I'll slobber to it underneath, yeah, but if it's not,
so it won't. I'm on TikTok about 3 months or something.
And did you just recently jump on?
I was, you know, you'll be on it and you post your videos of your family and all. And then,
I never know what to post.
That's the way I was at the start. And then,
as soon as I got out of rehab, Dennis Morrison. I wanted to.
Oh, I missed Mr. Morrison.
He's got me on it. It was him got me on it. I love it. I met him on it. I met him on it.
Serious?
Yeah,
3 weeks?
Serious?
That's class, isn't it?
That's university.
I thought these are mates your whole life. Nah.
People go, he tells us, does people go, you two gay? You two?
Those two, nah.
We get it every single day.
Every time we're on
live. I thought you two were a lot taller. That's what people say.
Same.
But you two are a lot taller in real life.
Same. Built like big midgets, every single one. They built like big midgets.
We're Irish, we are.
Are you starting to get, like, people stop you all night in the streets, or...
Where was I before I?
All the kids, remember all the kids?
You don't know who's coming up. You just come up on a random person's phone, but you're on mine constantly. Like every time I'm on, you two always come up,
and you don't and it's know funny, who's like, watching.
Can't come out from outside the box.
Oh, exactly.
I'm just sick of watching people talking to each other, like on TikTok Live. It's the same shit.
Yeah,
and then
you're like a breath of fresh air.
Every concern, no, that is TikTok's full of. Ball bags.
Hateful cunts.
Hateful
negative people.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's no good to them unless they're talking about some cunt. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we just come on with it.
It's such a bitchy place, like, isn't it? There's always he goes, did you see us on TikTok? I just know it's something bad. You know straight away it's something bad. No one's ever going to say something good about us on TikTok. You just have to expect it being something hateful. You're a woman the other week. Well, that ain't
say it. Go. Say it. Go.
Fuck you.
I don't even know who it is.
People just, if you're doing well, people will use you to try.
Know what's good. See if you're doing TikTok lives, it's good. See if you've got mods and they're good and they're quick. They look after you, something shotgun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, half the time, you don't even see what cunts are saying. It's good.
Who is your mod?
Know what I've done? I started modding cunts.
It's everyone who's in the regular places.
See who's there all the time. Know
your
what I mean?
Real, your realties, your roads,
see people coming on the negatives. Well, negative comments, bang, they get kicked out straight away.
You be flirting birds and all that, don't you?
He's the love.
See, all the birds come on, come here. Bang, here you end this. Are you single? I says, oh, come on, call to my house.
You can stay in the big bed, he says.
I see, you talk. Do you even know the birds who be in the box?
You forget you're on leave sometimes. He forgets there's people watching here.
I forget. You want to see the one I got the other day? They told me to put on fucking pony.
Pony Club?
No, not the Pink Pony Club. No, just fucking, what do you call him? The stripper. The film. Fucking.
Magic Mike.
I get on like I was single, done a big chest dive down the ground, started humping the ground. I have a wife now.
Oh, she's
going. and you click, you do it, and then you click on, you go, fuck me. Oh, you stupid cunt.
It's not till after you do it. It's always after you do it.
People screen record them too, so that's no reason I don't like it on them. See, and then upload them on their pages.
No, make money off you.
John, who just did it to me, so he did.
John, you just got him a fucking smiter.
He said to me, James, have you got your hole yet? I said, nah. He said, have you got your fingers wet yet? I said, nah, I did. And he screen recorded the whole lot. And then put it on his Instagram.
He's notorious for that, like.
He's funny as fuck.
He comes on the air, he starts
doing
that.
He's a gig, so he's still yet to come on the air podcast. We've tried to get him on, but he's not for it. Like,
he'll get him, he'd be brilliant once he would.
John's he's way for him. The videos he just records constantly, they don't know they're being recorded.
He always raids the army at Big Tool and all.
Oh, I always get burnt here.
Oh, I beg to.
I didn't even know he screen recorded me until fucking someone says to me, I'm still on the lane. Someone says, Dean, John, you just don't have to put me on his Instagram. I went, what? I don't know. Fucking someone
sent me. I'll never ever go on. Like, if I ever do go on live, I'll make sure I try and do it. Never block. Because see, you just don't realize many people are waiting, watching you, just waiting on you to fuck up and say one wrong thing, and then they're sitting screen recording you, you know what I mean? And there's people waiting on it, they're just watching, recording you, and they're just waiting for the one moment that you say something stupid.
I get the impression you don't care about that. Like,
I don't give a
fuck. No, what's good with us, see when they come in and they start on us, we started a wee hang though, if they annoy you. Me and him go 1, 2, 3. Everybody loves it. Do you know what I mean? And then it makes them feel like a wanker.
They can't get at you even, no matter how much they try.
Exactly. As soon as we do that, bang, they're fucked out of it.
Exactly. You beat them at their own game.
Go unicorn.
Just smash it.
Someone seen us cat down that there, and the girl messaged him and says about get Santa's hats over with honkers with it.
Oh, aye. Your wee custom made ones for him, and it happens, you
that's
can do
it. That's it.
So where do you go live then? What way do you work?
Secret locations. If you want to come, you're getting put in the boot.
everyone always asks, where are you? But see, to be honest with you, the cops came and seen us twice. But then Monica Minch, wife pulled the camera around, and then, who was it? Two carloads pulled up last night.
We were down at Dax, but we've done that spot too many times. Do you know what I mean?
So people know.
And I'm a wanker. I say we're down at Docks, and then but I mean, you know, when you click on me, but the Docks is massive. 10 minutes later, 2 carloads.
But what did
up.
It pull?
Seeing it pulled up, I got the cameras. Me mama going.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, well, I'm down all of you girls in the car when I got there. Don't look at me. What the fuck did you come down for?
We got down and beat the horn over him. They got down. We were like, come on up.
Have you ever got banned or bananaed or anything yet? No.
I got banned. Dennis Morrison. We went to fucking Rafflin Island. I was on a live. I was only on TikTok. Somebody said something and he says, I'll glaze you like a donut.
I got banned for that
right away. Sexual harassment.
I don't know the laws of TikTok.
I took a draw of a vape. I don't know. That was me.
To be honest with you. See, if you're going on to it and you're going to go live, you have to change your settings till adult or over 18 or
is
something.
Are you serious? Oh,
it's a gating thing. It makes it over 18.
You have your own account and then you have an account. Oh,
I have to go.
So your one's Paddy
Belfast.
Belfast. The mixed one is Paddy
and Dean.
And your one's Road to Recovery.
Is it My Road to Recovery?
My Road to Recovery. Oh, actually, if anyone wants to follow you.
Go ahead.
Get it in.
You swear at the R event then? I don't even know.
That was my first night out since I came out of rehab. And then I wanted to test myself. But I have a sponsor and I should have run by my sponsor. But see, to be honest with you, I knew that I had the confidence. And I knew I wasn't going to touch anything. So seeing it was out. Everyone knows around me, but it's all strength and all. Like,
oh, wow. I seen you. You probably got tortured as well out the front.
There. That's whenever I heard all that. But I thought you were bigger.
No, that's
it. So you were along the off field stuff, any off?
It's Wednesday coming. I'd be 6 months. And that was 20 years. I was 14 when I started. And then only at the start of this year, February, I went into Caigwan Hollywell, up in Akron. 3 weeks in a day, and then at Carlisle House, I did 4 weeks. So that's 7 weeks in a day all in, and I haven't touched anything since.
Is that like just to go cold turkey? Like,
what made you stop?
Because the last year and a half before I was using, I wasn't enjoying it. I was only people pleasing, so I was letting them use my house, etc. And then I was getting maybe 3 drugs and all of it. But see, really, I was fucking taking these drugs and nearly, I was just called them any stroke. couldn't talk, so I couldn't. But I see when I went into a detox center, I tried to come off drugs before and it just cold turkey, and ended up standing in a bar for 2 weeks, got drug psychosis.
That's mad to be scary as
it
fuck.
Is, and I was hearing voices, my man in the bed next. I got it down the flat, when my man stood away, I said, hearing voices here, she brought me to the house, I didn't really know how long it went on. Because of the stuff that I thought I heard my man and dad were doing to me, I thought my man and dad were fucking talking about me, and I'm sitting in the next room. I said, you sitting talking about me? What the fuck are you doing? And I ended up putting the remote straight through the TV. I said, what are you talking about? I'm on MC. He walked in, the TV was busted. He says, Dean, can I bring you to the hospital? I says, nah. Why is you sitting in there talking about me? And I was cracking worse and worse. And I said, no, please give me the keys of your flat. I'm just going down the flat. And then I felt sorry for myself on my way down. Walked to my granny's and fucking started thinking she was talking to me, telling my granny I'm in fucking going with people in their four people in their back room and everything. And then I was sitting out in their garden, saying I'm sitting waiting and stuff and all. And what then the my dad comes down again, he said, Dean, can I bring you to the hospital? And this is when I started to realize.
Did they just sanction you? Did you get sanctioned? Did you?
No, fuck the bastards here. I went down in here. After I put in the flat 10, they assessed me and my dad was with me. So here, they weren't just hearing from me or him or from my dad, but here, I was basically fucking hearing things, could have stuck an even fucking someone in here that was doing that on the budget. I said my story, my dad said, told him the exact same story. I fucking didn't even give me, I hadn't slept as well. Mm-hmm. And I went to sleep on top of something, that was it. And then they just let me go. I could have went out and fucking put something in. Someone woke up the next day and here I was fucking.
People do say it's like they just want somebody in and then on the next one. Like they don't really. Like,
to be fair, I had my mate, he it's actually, I think it was pure, he was sniffing like, and his head went, and he was getting, he thought his fucking mean niece was a bomb and all, he wasn't seeing the stuff he was thinking, and they brought him down, because he was a threat to his family and stuff, they sanctioned him, he'd been in the flat 10, didn't he? And then they moved him to a place in Coleraine, and he actually climbed over the wall and got out, and then they sanctioned him again. But it's fucking, see what your head goes like. See what your head goes like. It's fucking, it's hard to get back. It's fucking it's racking people like.
My head goes, see after an hour next day and you've been on it for it and you haven't slept and you're trying to go to sleep and you're looking about. That's when you think your head's starting to go.
I had a phone call my wee mate before. He was in Beaver Forest. I'm not joking. Put your sniffer dogs, your sniffer dogs. Me, what are you? What do you mean? There's sniffer dogs? What's happening? They're chasing me. Me, we're at Beaver Forest. There's owl dogs walking our dogs. 4 hours he hit up a tree.
Oh my god.
4 hours he hit up. I had to go and get him. But I don't want to say his name. I love a wee cunt. But I end up having to go to his man Dan all over it. But I end up putting him in a car. I had to get the car valid. You want to see the sweat in the car? 4 hours.
My head was absolutely cooked, to be honest with you, before I went in. But I had a load of chances of going to rehab. And basically it was just fucking. I was just doing that to fucking get more money for drugs. I was saying, oh, I'll go there. But at the end, by the end of 2024 came to September, and I just went, fuck it, I need this. I was here because my man, she was fucking there. My sister ended up telling me that she had to take, she was taking her tablets because of fucking the drugs I was taking. She was just waiting on a phone call for me. That I think dead. But, and that's home for me, sorted. And then it took me for a while from I went to addictions and the common road. I went to GP and the addictions. And then talk about 5 months for me to get into rehab at the detox center. I did the 3 weeks in the detox center, was coming off all the drugs and the tablets. And then went on to Cardale House, but I needed to realize what the drugs were doing to me, why I was taking them, and fucking also how did I stick to the routine structure and just fucking exercise every day to keep your mindset.
Why? Because it's all right one day trying to fucking get over it all, but you're constantly having to do it every single day.
I see some of the people in North Belfast are probably saying to me, how the fuck? Because I was, see with the drug I was taking, I don't want to be saying, I was crack cocaine, right? But I started at a really young age, and see when I only started, a lot of people in Belfast didn't really know what it was. So I was smoking it well, way before then.
It's getting big now, like.
It's everywhere. See, 5 years within me getting.
You're quicker getting a bag of gear than you are painting a bar.
See, within me taking it, it took 5 years or something, and I started saying to people, because it was only starting to come into the place slowly, and I was going, there's going to be a crack pandemic. It wasn't like a fuck. That's what I was saying. There's going to crack on a pandemic, and I knew it. because it was slowly surely coming into the place. There's more and more people in the next place. See now, look, there's a crack pandemic. Yeah, every
it's everywhere around the corner from my house, down the bottom of the street. Every beach mouth's full of pool glass. Dean, fucking everywhere.
Would you have had a paint or anything when, or a drink when you're when on, or were you just...
See me, I was more, I like the drugs. I only drank when I was needed to come down and off the drugs.
So you didn't drink, you didn't even socialise or nothing, it was just fucking...
No, I just really love the cocaine, but see, when I was coming down off of cocaine, my head would have been melted. I would have ever tried to get more money for it if I couldn't. I would have went and got 2 bottles of fucking Strongbow or something.
It might sound stupid, but do you ever get the urge to do it again?
Me? No. That's one thing about me. That's why I tested myself. See, after we at the Danish, I ended up in Thompson's after that.
Thompson's was powerful.
I was on our test for me, and I went there at 12:30 and ended up coming home, or coming out of here, going to get a burger and went home. But
you were buzzing with yourself that night.
I was. That's how I knew that here. See, when you're an addict, listen, it's all right saying you're an addict. You're an addict the rest of your life because it's only
you're recovering,
huh? Any day, someone can pop up and you can relapse. But yeah. I always have a relapse at the front of my head, and people would always think that here. Listen, I'm recovered, and that's it. Listen, you're never recovered until the day you're dead, and that's the way it is.
See, now beer can open, like, it's a gateway. Like, it's once you have a beer, and you're like, I'll have a wee sniff, and then that's you hooked again.
My dad always says to me that here, Dean, just don't ever drink again. I says, I won't need to drink, because drink wasn't my drug of choice. It was something else.
If I would be guilty of that too, if I was to go out. Like, I don't go out of my way to plan to be getting bags of gear and all this here, but see if I get a certain level of blackness and some con goes me here, get one of mini. I can't say no. I say all right.
I can go out and I be blackness. Fuck it.
But I'll never do that. Like one or two pints, I'll not be like. See if I'm about 4 pints deep and I'm black, some cons get that in here. Let's go. Fuck it.
I
think now, like, if fucking 20 years ago,
people are on the pit. People are on the bags everywhere you go, and it's only getting worse and worse and worse. So, see, actually having you on speaking about this too, I'm sure a lot of people could take stuff away from this. Who's going to be watching this? There's a lot of people that's probably in your shoes or close to it, or maybe even they've been like that and they haven't spoken about it.
Messages about him all the time, saying how class he's doing.
I was full of gear, obviously, and I was saying to people, I shouldn't have a kid going back. See, and I went to rehab here, I'm going to come out, and I'm going to start a TikTok, and I'm going to be a counselor and all this here, but I manifested a wee bit of it. I have come on TikTok, I've started my road to recovery. I'm trying to help people, which I have. There's people still messaging me, I got a wee message from someone they aren't eight, but it was alright. And then a wee dog come in the wee meetings I go to. It's because it's anonymous, I can't really say on this, but the meetings, you come in. His man, he was in an active addiction, and his man was watching my videos I was putting up, and he started showing him them, and while he was watching them, he came into the meetings I was going to, and he's in rehab at the minute, so he is, and here he's me and him standing letters to each other, and I said to him when he gets out, I take him for his first coffee, but here he's a nice lad, and he's doing well. And I just hope it stays that way.
You're spreading awareness too by doing it, you know what I mean?
Bring him on one of your TikTok videos.
Once he gets out of rehab, that's the plan.
That's the new drug, lads. That's the TikTok.
Everybody seem to jump in, see people come in. Them boys are doing 4 lanes now and all and all. But I was sitting with 2 Starbucks coffees.
Yep. So people be writing into his ones. He's off his head. He's full of drugs now. He's sitting with one LaGrab beer or something. You're like,
people just need to stay in their own lane.
But no, it's not even a need to stay in their own lane.
Just love to say something.
Them people, for Emmons to do what you are doing or we are doing, would need to be whopped.
Yeah. It makes Emmons feel better or feel easier about their lives if they write that. And if they think that, then they can live with themselves more.
We love when they come in and we go, is that what you need to do to get on camera?
Yeah.
Because we don't, we're on stopping. Well, Carmel Latte, you know what I mean?
We love when they come in, because seeing them come in, all they do is get...
That's a belter.
It's a
smizer. Yeah, I love it. You should get them wee hats 100%. Get your wee merch on the going on.
Every cunt loves it. But we are. We've started from a bottom of working way to the top.
Your followers are flying up too, so they are. I seen. I was on your account earlier. You're 16,000 now, are you?
No, I'm close to that, like,
On the road to nowhere, now you're on the road to recovery. Yeah, I love
that's
the
main thing. Oh, oh, it is all right. And she'll be honest with
you. Lyrics, don't you?
That's how I'm on a word to get out.
She'll be honest with you. See, his team last year, if you said I've been sitting here on the podcast, I don't know. I did on.
Lads, I'm not
as much as I would love to.
Tell me about this here. Said he's going to have 5 wanks to try and go to sleep. I'm not joking. He did.
Not like 10. I'll just say to him.
Saying he can't sleep, that's the best way to get it cold in 2 seconds. It's brutal.
That's the way it was last week.
If you go home, you're staring at the walls, you can't sleep. You're like, I'm straight on. But here, now you need ID for fuck's sake.
Wait. Not positive.
But to be honest with me, that's why he's saying the birds come on the limb. They come on.
Give
him a dress and for fuck's sake, come on.
Hey, have you pulled any birds up from it?
No, ask John Legend.
I always see them comment. It's usually.
Aye, it's because fella's got a wig and I just seem to take them on board. Come on.
Oh,
I
think
job
on his wingman.
He takes them all.
That's it.
Who's single?
That's like me and Gavin too. He's the wife. He goes, okay, Slice, go ahead.
But see, to be honest with you, they're all talking this action. I don't like it.
There's no balls, don't they?
No balls. You say some mad things too. Like, fuck them.
They're
nuts and guts.
he said he wanna make a video here about fucking
Belfast sense. We're saying the way Belfast people say, well, what's happening?
Do you hear me looking at
you? What the fuck's this, you man?
Hear me looking at
you. To be honest with you, he didn't say to me what kind of video we're making. I just wanted to come up my own wee sense.
It's a Burbank special, didn't he?
Oh, just share wee random. I was laughing like fuck for a
play. What age are you, boys?
34.
Both of us. Are you? 34.
What age are you, Gab?
I'm 31.
30
years of flattening, lads, aren't
they? Oh, I'm ready. Right, even you're taking drugs if I
we've all been there.
I got here, I don't know, but I'm fucking grateful.
I'm here now.
Grateful is right.
Here, did you just like the event then? Did you just enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. When's the next one?
Powerful night it was.
Oh, it's for fuck's sake.
Burnsy, we love you, big man.
Burnsy, we do actually love you. And they do too. Do you need to chill that out a wee bit?
He does. Everyone loves you, buddy.
We love you the bits.
I know.
We were going to give you the belt, no matter what.
The or TikTok levers, like if you, you're already man Burns, he's always on.
James Burns,
no,
I had a door bottle with him. I did on. And the next minute, he started, right? He won the first one. Put toothpaste in your eyes, I put that on, big whack of toothpaste in your eyes. Oh, it burnt a fucking ice.
Jesus
Christ. 14 minutes after the next battle. So I'm sitting there with it on, I'm going, who won the battle? And I fucking rubbed it off. I won the battle. Bang. I said, what to do, get the toothpaste on your eyes. He put two wee tiny bits on his eyes and wiped it off straight away. I was fucking fuming then. So I had another battle. He won that one again. He got me milk, pepper, sugar.
I chunk it, and then he won that one too.
He says, shave your eyebrows, shave one of your eyebrows. I says, oh, dead on my hair, not it is, I don't even have any razors. He says, well, if you have any red sauce, I made them to go shopping. So
did you see the one I seen him? He was on one the other, I don't know if it was the other day. He had a kebab,
Tommy T's wee kebab.
That's fucking.
Did you see what he done before that there? The kebab man?
Nah.
The man who delivered the kebab, we got to give the kebab man.
And he pays himself.
The fucking phone and recorded the kebab man, recorded and pays themselves.
No way.
In the doorway.
And I'll see a couple of days after that. That's when he went to London, and that's where he went.
Why pissed yourself like for people sitting there?
He must be the man.
He not getting banned for staying pissed himself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
See, to be honest with you,
I don't understand.
He doesn't seem like a bad cunt until he loses it.
And no, he's not in control. See if he's going to hospitals with hammers, thinking it's fucking.
Why is he in London?
He's in London. He got sanctioned.
London as a door, I heard.
And no, seriously. And because he went to London.
They started on the flight to Scotland one time, and he got up the next morning through Scotland.
He went to London.
These cons are all. Literally adults and they're all getting doing kiddie stirs, like it's mad.
Football kiddie about it.
I wouldn't do that. Like
somebody there being
shaving his hair off and then super glue it back on.
Shaved his two eyebrows.
They actually do it.
And so much would he be getting for like $1?
I can't work it out properly.
We got 1 million likes early already on our live. That was the first time. But he got that in likes. But see the much gifts the wee lad was getting for doing the door battles. He was getting a few quid. I don't know. A
few hundred at least, like.
A fucking few grand.
Serious.
I would say be up to tens of grand. Like.
But that's people just sending him money, like, isn't it? Like, kind of people watching are just sending him. I think that's.
That's coming out of your own pocket, like, at the end of the day.
I would feel like I'm
spunk a few quid on it, like, so that.
But see, the thing is, like, you see your money.
TikTok shop now, get you, like.
Yeah, I was just gifting cons.
Oh, see your money, only 20% of your money makes it, Damon's, and they already go to TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that's why. See, to be honest with you.
Get the back off now, and I'll leave the cons.
Because people send you money.
People send the stuff, but I was on the creator fund, and they disqualified me, and I don't know what for, I can't understand
probably,
it.
Watch content, just like.
See, man, I got on the creator fund. I asked to go on the creator fund, and they turned around and says to me, we're not accepting you, criminal activity. my road to recovery, criminal activity. What the fuck are you talking about?
The videos,
how do you justify it?
The videos you're putting up are probably just fucking too mad for.
Maybe there's a word. Videos, maybe you could have said a stupid word in one of them or something, and they picked up.
It's all I'm on is really talking about recovery and how to fucking deal with it and here, don't do drugs and all that.
Yeah,
it's
just trying to keep people right. Like,
are you on Instagram? Huh? Right.
See, I'm mostly on Instagram. I'm not really Instagram on TikTok. I'm on Instagram all day, every day, and he's more on.
Someone
TikTok.
Told me to start a platform on Instagram because there's a fella from a different country. It's doing recovery, and it would be better for someone just from here to start it on Instagram.
See, Instagram doesn't work the way TikTok does. It's harder to get people on to watch your for stuff. For TikTok, you just go out live and people just start coming in. Like, what's the most people you've had watching this?
Over 700 one night we had them.
That's good.
My man's kitchen. Me and her fell out and I was over playing Sky Newman and all those sitting in the corner with a camera on, feeling sorry for myself. Next 30 people. And then next night,
where it all started.
Then the next night, went up to 200 people. And then I went up 300 people. I said, is this going somewhere? Maybe they may yet. We're going viral.
See, to be honest with you, we started off with, it was 300 likes, and then the next minute,
300,000.
300,000 likes.
6-8.
And it went to a million.
Fuck, a million. Wow. You know you're doing something right when you get there. Like,
one person, is that just people tapping the screen as many times as you want?
No, you can tap as many times as you want, though. But you're obviously going to get more likes the more people you have.
So the more the better, the more the better.
The more the better.
Likes
and the more
repost.
People come through. Yeah. See, even if you're getting a big one, say you have over 500 people in, and it's constant, say it's between 4 and 5. No. You come off live and you're up 1,000 followers.
He went live on the event.
We got fucking
just
like 4,000.
Just the video with full fates and went up loads like that.
We're not 4,000.
One of our wee mods, it's Laura. It's just brilliant, no like she's quick, no if anybody says anything, they're away,
straight away.
So she put a video on the RDA, I seen it, and she was on like 700 or 7,000 or something. And we just pinned her name last night. No one in the comments, and every couple of minutes, follow. She ended up probably 1,000 last night.
Doing her wee whack.
Everyone help each other,
that's a bit.
Did you set one of your phones?
He's a DJ.
And did people send requests into that?
We say to people what songs they want on. We give the people what they want.
What's the most requested song?
Sky Newman. Family Matters.
I love it, don't I?
Fucking banger. I can't stop singing.
Is that the new one that's singing that shit?
I nearly let it rip her.
Hold on, to be honest with you, I wanted to play before the end of
it. Do you want to sing it?
Oh, hold on.
Go ahead.
If I get the notes right, I'll try it. As if no one rings me.
Is it Bitch in My Style?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's
there. It's a fucking smasher.
They were playing the beef. I was like, turn that shit off and I get home.
We're in the pub, keep blasting it. He's going, get that shit off. And then we're in the car all day here. It's a palter.
It's a downer. It's when you're on a downer, you want it on all day.
Yeah.
Anywhere I'm going, I repeat it. Yeah. I have all my windies down the car.
End up in
there at 5 o'clock.
See, Ed Sheeran brought her out on the stage now on the concert. He was doing his own show, brought her out, and she fucking sung in front of everybody. It was class. Like, she's going to do really well here.
Somebody told me she was a gypsy.
Is she?
Can
you not get
signal
on here?
There's a Wi-Fi.
Is this a mic or missing?
Just pay, get Spotify.
I don't do premium.
Come by, it's in blue. Trading my dysfunction, but sleep I'll never lose. Guess I'll never notice, but I'll always keep it brief. Gone in all the places, but you will never be free.
It's on 400 day.
Beating my problems like a suck on your lips. You're so dramatic. I can tell you about me, but you won't understand. Got the caller ID. It's the police again. No need to be had. There's no kids around. They've knocked at my door. Walked in unannounced. Alignment to keys since I was like 5. Stalk is his words, but at least I'm alive. It is what it is. They call it traumatic, but it is what it is. It's just family matters.
There you go, folks.
Let's go on the face.
But that's our feature, shortage.
I just started it all off.
Oh,
started the whole lot off. Me sitting in a corner crying.
First
time I heard it, and my heart now started going really out.
She was seeing the boat on.
There's an arch she's got. I forget the name of it, but she's got an arch belt ring
on. Oh, it's not as good, but.
No, it's not as good, but it's good.
No.
Oh, still good. It's not
always,
as good,
but it always comes on after.
It matters, it hits different.
It does. See if you listen to it properly. If you listen to the words in it, you go, fuck me, so it does.
What second requested, so? Oh. Do you see he's doing Mark McKay, Maniac?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
That was my party piece when I was on my own lives.
Was it?
No, it was I. Tapping all off in the kitchen.
I hate everyone loves Maniac.
No, it's the Irish nice laughing.
I've seen around at weddings now. I go up and ask DJ for a microphone.
Yeah, funky, yeah. Swear to God, here, that's me and my man. See, we're out the wagons and all, me and my man got up there.
Would you go on live on the drink?
Nope.
Nah.
Nope. I'll be banned 2 months. I'm a hater.
I'm like you.
No, I don't like posting anything when I drink. See, the best thing happened, he was losing my phone on the first day of the FIFA. See, if I didn't, I'd have been putting all sorts of matches up and getting up the next day going, fuck me, what am I doing? It was the best thing ever, losing it. Worst thing ever.
To be honest
well,
with me, I'm a heart. You can't get me. See, if I want to drink, you can't get me. I don't bump you on my phone.
No, but you post pictures and do videos.
I
don't.
No, well, here's me. I don't know how. See if I had TikTok when I was 4, so like, yeah, I don't know. I would have went viral. Because I was always stripping Bally Nate.
Tell him about the
Polly Copter. Sure to God,
here. Tell him about jumping in the water. Down in fucking Carrick, was it? I was talking about cliff jumping somewhere, and you said it's somewhere down there.
Oh, I down the Carrick Fergus Pier. I just whipped the Carrick, whipped the starters straight in. Bang, here people.
From
I knew people from people in Belfast were in the jet skis. I jumped on their jet skis, but like, nigga,
crack and boss it.
Oh, I fucked. It didn't make
no
it.
No.
People sitting for our face on that. And then, yep.
We caught one, boys.
You
ever do? I've went there. Carrick Fergus jumping off up here. It's good crack, Nick.
It is all right, but here's.
I went to Tullymore the other week on the bridge.
See,
Bloody
right?
Bridge.
No, not Bloody
no,
Bridge.
Bloody
in Tullymore.
In the Tullymore, you see.
Tullymore Forest Park. Right up.
What is Dave of it?
Don't
Dave of it.
It looks like it goes down like that. No, like it's finned. It does actually fin out. Like even when you're under the water, it's still coming. You know what I mean?
See, it's all about you. If you don't get that wee jump right, you're fucked.
You're
straight
jump.
Down like a pencil.
See, when you come up out of the water, you feel like a ski land. So come on.
One of the ones I jumped off, we were up beside the Bloody Bridge, and I took a big leap, but whatever way I jumped, my foot slipped and I ended up diving down like that, like a dead body already in the air. My back of my shin and my ankle whacked off a stone was fucking aching.
See, when I come down off the bridge down to Tullymore Forest, see the second time I did it, I was too busy shouting, fucking, your body's head. And the next minute I come down backwards and I went in shoulders and I fucking hurt my shoulders. So
well, up.
Sore, like there's not much.
Where is it?
Down Newcastle.
See, when you go into Tullymore, as soon as you go into Tullymore and you come to the wee Rangers hut, there's a car park just there. Just follow the path straight down. Everybody always goes way on him and misses it.
Yeah.
But that's where you go to jump.
Have you done that Steve Binion where you walk up right up there?
I did that the other week.
It's good. I like up early, camped up early.
I did the Steve Dunnard and then we're going down to Mayo here on Sunday. We're just going to camp on Sunday and then do Kilpatrick on Monday.
There's nothing better than camping than that. I swear to fuck, I love it.
I used to be a kitchen talker and I'm a mountain walker.
Yeah. That's it.
Do you rehearse that one?
I might stick up here's my next trip. Staying on. I'll give you credit, Dean.
Fucking right. Follow me. Big shout out for it.
Is that what you would do in the clear your head? Could I walk and stuff up mountains?
I used to go to a gym, but see, now I had the mountain. I met people, I met everyone on TikTok, the likes of Paddy, yourselves, and our people. Everyone I'm with now, it's all positive. But all the people you have it's just with drugs and negativity. I wouldn't have that about me. I've seen you have that around me, it just sort of clings to you, and I just want positive now.
Seen you hang about with losers, mate. You'd be the next loser.
That's it. 100%.
You are the company you keep.
Yeah, it's 100%. When you stick with the winners, you'll be a winner yourself.
Yeah.
And I see, to be honest with you, we started from the bottom. We're going to attack and I believe that.
Go ahead on that.
That's why you're claiming all them wee mountains, because it's about the big mountain.
Exactly.
Clearing, you know
we're
going
with Kilpatrick. We did the tallest mountain in Northern Ireland. So in the Republic of Ireland, we're going to Kerry. We're going to be doing that in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Dingle, is it down there towards Kerry?
And I don't know what it is. And we're not going to go over to fucking Scotland and claim one in Scotland. But that's as fuck.
What do you call that one in Scotland? Ben Nevis.
Apparently,
there's loads and loads of midgets on that fucking trail. So if you're ever doing it, cover up.
We got the top of sleeves on it. You should have seen the much walls chasing us.
No, it's
weird. We were sitting there trying to eat a few sandwiches and the walls were flying everywhere.
Trying to lead a wee fire.
And the best about
it
was, me and partner was with Daniel here. Me and him, he had a yellow top on, I had an orange top on. We were just fucking.
Thought you was the queen and the king bee, or?
That's it.
Happy
here, did you know of each other?
Nah,
he's never know each other.
Seriously?
I didn't know each other from Adam.
I could have swore you knew each other's whole lives or something, as your mates. Sometimes there is people like that, but you just click.
See, before we come on here with the live, one of you two brothers.
I'm
sure I'm not on the head.
All the single ladies, come on.
Give him a shout.
The first time you were out to carry him was. It must have been that.
Was it at the show?
Did you
that's
the guy?
Unreal.
I dropped him, Louise, and Burnsy. I dropped them down to Witherspoons.
And
then. Ronas.
Mega picked up the big
then,
bus,
and
didn't
I went and got the chair, brought the chair up the gaff, the chair was in my mouth, and then I drove up the motor.
Any big future plans for the lads? Anything you
get
any ideas?
He's
wanked out, and big man's wanked out.
There's my bird, her palm and her five shitters, and getting fucking sicky. But see, to be honest with you, let me just not call them the door. I was just sending him the address.
There's rumour, he buys a chain.
Listen, I've got a big king size bed, and then see the other room, you're just going to wait on there. call you in one of the ten.
He's Belfast Bunny Blue.
Green Dean. Bunny Blue and Green Dean.
Green Dean.
Get the Green Dean out.
See when I was on the gate, see when I before I went in the recovery, you should call me Dickie Rock 0.4.
Dickie Rock.
Swear to God.
That was your first time being out in Thompson's in what, many years?
Fuck yeah. See, really, I wasn't a person freaking out because every time I went out in the town, I ended up in Muskrat.
I went in it, was it last Wednesday? It's completely
small,
not the same place I was.
No,
the fucking
ash
rooms and all it. You can walk through.
It's fucking all kids, also.
There's no way I got bunged. I was squeezing past a week. You're old enough to be my dad. I mean, I'm not even talking to you,
dick.
Cheeky
fits.
I didn't feel that way to you. Do you know what I mean?
Now that you've made a point to say it.
I was sober and I was watching them all. They were all wee kids and everything.
Oh, you didn't even have. Did you not even have a drink?
I didn't want to touch for that.
We're just completely sober. Sober. I couldn't do
that. It's hard to do. I went to feel last year sober.
See, it was moody and comfortable.
So you're going to feel tomorrow? Will you have a beer tomorrow?
Can't have no beer tomorrow.
Nah?
Nope.
Just high on life?
I'd be high on life chasing the birds.
That's it. You're guaranteed to get one tomorrow, Nathan. Are you with a pool?
Kev Flynn's getting married.
Messy one.
Who are you going?
Longest away for?
Who are you going tomorrow with?
Back Sunday or Monday? Sunday, thank fuck.
Daniel Cruzda.
Well, the TikTokers.
Oh, I love you.
Daniel, who make it?
Daniel Reid.
Daniel Reid.
You got a shout out, Daniel.
How you are, Daniel? How you look at me?
Fuck off.
Speaking of shout outs, can I give a sweet shout out here for my granddad? I promised him for a couple of weeks here and I let him know, or I fucked him about, so I have to give this one.
Whack away, mate.
Thanks, mate. I saved them for the end. Saved them for the end, right? So the big man's got me. I made a promise I was going to do this one. So for a start, I want to give a big shout out to Big Dean Craig and Axel Murphy. There's two strippers booked for the big opening night in the Airbnb. And don't forget Big Reggie Almond, the Bally Bun drum beater. God bless us all. Big Tommy's looking at this. So, there's my shout out. All the lads. Tommy. Love yous.
Go on, Tommy.
Any of you boys have one to shout out?
Just my one of my good mates from Yarmouth Road, his kid loves us on TikTok. So, I always have to give him a wee shout out. Jimmy Young, keep your lips on.
Keep saying all the... all the guests.
I tell you what, this dad's a miserable bastard too. He pretends he doesn't know how to work his Apple Pay. Everybody joking, frackle back.
I have a few shout-outs.
Go ahead.
Right, see you on the 24th of October. If you don't know, get to know. Go on the Louise Masterson's page, because there's an event coming up. I'm a DJ. I'm bringing the tunes on. And also, as well, see my family. I have to give it out to you that... so much love for helping me to get to me where I am at the minute. Also, at the same time, see my wee nephews and my sister and her kids. They love the podcast. They love yous. Love
happy days.
Sure, we love yous. Shout out to these two as well.
Make sure out to Gavin and Nimble Slice. Listen, here we won't be here only for these guys.
So I appreciate
God bless Paddy and Dean. You expect to see big things come from these two men in the future here.
Yeah, we want to do a better rapping on them now.
I would give anything a go.
I could get you started. I could get you in the game. Like, if you want a tune made or you want anything to do with tunes, give me a shout. Costas rap was.
Do you know Costas now? Yeah. He wouldn't be on these.
Hey, do you know your man who was doing the ringing?
But here I
am.
See, saying that some rap bag fucking in England just took our name.
I know.
They've just went on, just changed their name to the same working class. Scousers has
it. Did I tag you or did I?
Loads of people are tagging us, but
no, but I don't know if I tagged you or Emmons.
Probably right, tagged Emmons. That's probably why they're doing it.
We tried to comment underneath for their video. I goes, there's already a podcast called the Working Class Podcast, and it's been going for over a year. Yeah. And then John commented underneath it too, and they were like, oh, well, we didn't
bigger,
know it.
No, say there's bigger things, bigger problems in the world. You're like, make your own fucking name up.
It's plagiarism. You just stroke their name. Yeah,
it's copyright too.
100%. And we've already got a fucking a loyal audience. They have no one there, and then anybody's
people
going
are going
on
to watch us
podcast,
and then watch
podcast,
theirs. Yeah, they're going, oh, they'll get the view.
So it's fucking not doing us
a
turn at
all.
It's
a smart move for Emmons, but right, it's a shitty move for
us. Can you
listen, Working Class Podcast versus Working Class Podcast. I'll fucking
get the boys. Get the boys, CJ, get the boys. Are you going to the boxing?
Oh, I fucking read. Unreal.
Are we going to McCallan's here on the
13th September?
No, it's the 4th.
Keem's one.
CJ's a good mate of mine too.
Oh, Keem's a legend, bro.
See, to be honest with you, only is one working podcast.
Yeah.
Sings the words of the songs too.
Bash. Spit the bricks and build a house.
Dean's a legend.
John Swan again. Here, no, you know who reminded me of? Remember Butch Hansett?
Up a shank of sandwich.
I swear to God, yeah. See, the night you messaged me and I bought the fucking ice and it's coming off late and put this one straight away. I just couldn't spit it out.
It's a wee bit of a tongue tie, like it is, alright.
Have you seen the working video? No, the way. No, it's starting. No, it sort of built us up on TikTok. We started seeing Grabby Onion Rings.
What's that mean?
My man's banging his bird. Right, and the freezer's door is open. And their hands in the bottom drawer.
Grabby Onion Rings.
Grabby Onion Rings. He's a Scots man.
Oh, I have seen that.
George Style. He's puffing away. So we started saying Grabby Onion Rings, but we're all laughing to ourselves. No, other people are saying it. But then it just stuck off every time we went in somewhere on TikTok or what, grab the onion rings.
That's become like a wee saying. Like,
see that video we're talking about? Does anyone want to grab the onion rings?
Yeah.
He's always at it every opportunity, geez.
Yeah, you don't ask, you don't get. You have to put yourself out there.
Fuck's sake, come on down, the price is right.
Very, very specialist.
See the helicopter? The first, see the helicopter, the first spins for free.
Can you see me talking to you? Your
do you hear me looking at you?
Oh, do you hear me looking?
Do you ever get your army man? He's Scottish. He's like a wee.
Oh, the wee Mike Tyson. Oh, Scottish Mike Tyson, yeah. Wee baldy fella.
He's like a midget. Not on the Burnsy, not that long ago.
We were trying to get him to come on the podcast. Oh, someone messaged us and says, I know him personally, yeah. And he's in Belfast loads. And he was meant to send me his number. He never did. But do you know who I'm on about? Oh, he's like a wee baldy cop. And he's like, this is the one I lean with. Oh. And then this is the other one.
He's a boy. I've seen the videos. He's brilliant. Like,
oh, I would love to get him on, but. He's in Scotland now. If he's ever over and he wants to come on, we'll have him, no problem.
Oh, different people on too. Like people that's never, you would never get anywhere else on the podcast in Belfast. Like, do you know what I mean?
Do your stuff's good. Like, it's all lighthearted as well. Do you know what I mean? And that's what it's a positive. It's all
like, if you know us, we're not malicious. We're not out to get anybody. Like, we're not malicious. We're not out to get anybody. Like, we see you want to do something, do it. Fair play. We support anything anybody wants to do in Belfast.
Negative hangs out your podcast once whatsoever.
Aye.
But that's what we're doing with ours as well. Because it's all bollocks on TikTok. They're all beating the bollocks out of each other.
But people judge us by clips. Like 90-second clips rather than watching the R podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you watch a fucking 40-second clip and go, oh, they're ball bags. But you go and watch the full podcast. We had Sean on last week and bought him a birthday cake. Can't lit up our candles and give him on the podcast.
On his 30th birthday.
But people probably watch the clip and go, they're making content of him.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, he was brilliant.
He's funny.
Like,
did you know? I used to love him back.
People think he does that as an act. That's him. He's 100%. What you see is what you get. Like,
I cost the tax me because we were talking about this thing. I says, I see you everywhere I go. I see him. Like, and we talked about it on the podcast.
In the county centre, in the town.
I see him everywhere. So Costa, he lives in Newcastle. Mm. And yeah, he was in Newcastle yesterday and he just texted me and goes, damn, that cunt Sean Brown's just walked by me in Newcastle. Like, that's mental.
Everywhere we are, Prams. No matter where you go, he's cruising
the pram. He gets up at 6 in the morning, straight at the door with a pram.
He walks everywhere, down to Lisburn Road, down to a town. And he's like, walking in the town, say, oh, it's only down the street.
Sick of walking.
Fucking walking.
Fucking walking. Crying every morning. Fuck off.
Please don't.
Leave me alone.
He walks from Suffolk Road.
Right in the town.
In the town. And he walks. He's seen ISIS because of the podcast. And like, he started the podcast.
People have been giving him a bit of stick.
Like, people starting to fucking, like, kids grabbing them and going like, fucking here, tell me a joke and all, taking the piss, do you know what I mean?
If you see someone pushing a pram down the street, leave them alone, people. Don't be fucking torturing them.
See, kids too, kids know who they can get away with and who they don't. Kids torture Burnsy bad, like.
There's a ginger, there must be a wee ginger cunt over in over near Old Park somewhere, and they crucified him.
You think
they're mad? He fucking drove past on a bike and Burnsy bolted into his shop. That was him, me and Dennis bolted out, but by the time, you know what I mean? He was there, but bang, I ain't got any kids.
To do, but they're malicious, like, they're wee bastards. I remember the ones who came to you and Burnsy, we were walking down the highfield,
I'd have run out of Burnsy. Did you see the ones that got the woman in the town away, that she hit a beat of rags?
Fucking hit her.
She's a Filipino, all we kids have fucking had water pistols, beat of rags. She was sitting crying her eyes out, recording them.
He bastards. So went the last sale, 2 a.m. kids out of.
You know, Laker.
We Laker's boy. Laker and Rossa and all there, all boys. So 100% up at Gilga too.
I love them. Their wee brand. See, that whole squad are brilliant.
The legends, aren't they? All boys.
People are, mate. I love them.
Shout out to Laker and the boys.
Do you play for any football team?
Rialta?
Do you?
I started there.
Bring him up, wee.
In about 20 years, I started back out of the league football in the Ardoyne, but that's what you call the football team in the league. But I ended up fucking going to the gym, climbing mountains, and then fucking going to football gym, and ended up doing
too much.
I was too much, so I'm gonna go back at it. Like,
You should try and get sponsored to do Everest,
mate. I think my football team days are done. Like,
mate, you're not.
Oh, it's a bit too much at the
moment. I love it. I watched more seconds. Fuck me, I loved it.
I see the Everest show. I watch it myself. It's good.
He's a wee man. Fucking, I played on Rosario. Gavin, I think his name is Gavin.
What a good name to have.
Go the Gavin.
They're always good at something, so they are.
You're right.
Maybe Bro's called Gavin too. He's very good.
He was small enough, but he was a smasher, and we went and ended up. Well, Hearn, do you know Sean Paul Mulhern?
Yes, I saw him from Australia.
Oh, he ended up going for Famines, and that's where like I started knowing him, but we played them. Us and them shouldn't be scrapping.
No, fuck me,
30 seconds into a match. a whole team fight, you know what I mean? They've got a lot of people knocked out in the ring.
Been in a few months yet. Remember Tullymore fighting all Belfast Celtic team as well. Fake Craft, fucking fake, I forget, you know him. His name.
We'll switch over to Patreon. Right, folks, we're going to switch over to Patreon if anybody's want to come check us out. Links in our bio. I know that's before we sign off.
If you want to see more of these boys,
the working class, the working class podcast,
the working class podcast.
You're promoting the wrong podcast.
Right, well, it's here. It's a tongue twister. Make sure you get it right, and this is the main one.
Good man, yourself.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. Make sure you go and follow these boys' TikToks.
Legends.
Keep her letting. Don't be sending them loads of unis.
Send your daughters to his gift.
Come on.
Old enough ones.
Over 18 only.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Wait, is that?
Over 18. Yeah.